Okay, today is Daf Tzadik. Daf Tzadik of Maseches Yevamos. We're on Pei Tes Amud Beis. We are four lines from the bottom, where it says Umitamela. We're discussing the issue whether or not the Rabbanon have the right to have somebody violate a Daraisa. So the Gemara had a premise that never happens. The Rabbanon never have Jews violate a Daraisa. That's the premise. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Umatamala. If a Kohen marries a Ketana, marries a Ketana that was given to her, that was given by the brothers or the mother, the marriage is all the Rabbanon marriage. So Midaraisa, then I married. Right? Midaraisa, then I married. Only Midar Rabbanon they married. Because the mother has no right to marry off her daughter. Only a father could do that. So she's an 8-year-old, 9-year-old girl. They're married. Now what happens? She dies. The daughter dies. This girl dies. The wife. Can the Kohen go to the funeral and become Tameh? The answer is, of course he can.
It's his wife.
The problem is, not on the right level, it's not his wife. So what do you see? The Rabbanon are allowing a violation of the Torah. Right?
There's one answer.
Umitamala, v'ahacha, but he can become Tameh for her, v'ahacha, but over here, midaraisa, aviyimitamala. Midaraisa, only the father can even Tameh for her. Right? Umidurabanan, mitame labal, and midurabanan, we allow the husband to be Tameh for her, the Kohen. So the Gemara answers, Mishum da Havila, Meis Mitzvah. No, because she's a Meis Mitzvah. She's a Meis Mitzvah. Who else is going to do it? Oh. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? That's a Meis Mitzvah? For a tiny bit we learned. Eidu Meis Mitzvah. What's a Meis Mitzvah? A Meis Mitzvah is, Kol She'ein Lo Kofrid. You have nobody to bury her. Somebody who has nobody in the family, there's no family members to take care of you. Here, she has a mother. She has a mother, she has brothers. What do you mean she's a Meis Mitzvah? Korei v'acherim onen oso. If you call somebody in your family, hey, making a Hanukkah party, you gonna come? You have someone to call? You have someone to talk to? Ain zeh Meis Mitzvah. That's not a Meis Mitzvah. So how could this girl be a Meis Mitzvah? That the husband Kohen's allowed to be a Tami for her? The Gemara answers, I like this answer, Hachanami kivan de lo yarti le la sint. As we said yesterday, the mother and the brothers don't yarish in her. Right? Kari velo anule. She's going to call them up and they're not going to take the phone call. So she has the status of a Meis Mitzvah. That's the only reason he can become Tami for her. In a chanami, if there'd be someone else, he could not. Why? Because the Rabbanan do not have the power to make someone do an Avera. To violate the
father.
He's not alive. Yeah, that's the whole reason why this is a... That's why this whole marriage is a Rabbanan. Because the father's not alive. Another case. V'ocheles begino truma. But one second. This girl's allowed to eat truma. So how could she eat truma? Huh? If she's married to a Kohen, but she's only married on the Rabbanan level, how could she eat truma? No, but truma's a Rabbanan. It's only truma's a Rabbanan.
At what point does she become married to Midaraisa?
What?
At what point does she become married to Midaraisa?
After 12.
Yeah, and she doesn't do Midaraisa.
Yeah.
And she reverts to Midaraisa.
Correct. Tashma.
What do you mean to truma de Rabbanan?
A lot of things are truma de Rabbanan. Maybe he came from Syria.
But she should be able, so she's not allowed to eat.
She can't eat truma de Rabbanan. Only a wife can eat truma de Rabbanan.
She's a wife.
No, only on the Rabbanan level. By the way, if a Zohar eats truma, you get Mitzvah de Shemayim for that. So what gives you the right to eat truma? The answer is wrong, truma de Rabbanan. You're right, truma de Rabbanan. What is truma de Rabbanan? It's a whole big discussion.
But the answer about mitzvah party.
Then she can, yes. Tashma, achal truma temeya. Okay, this is a long, complicated thing to get to the question. Ready? Achal truma temeya. If you ate truma temeya, right? Rashi says, achal truma b'shogig. B'shogig, you ate truma, you didn't know. Now, if you're not a Kohen, there's nothing wrong with the truma part.
Right.
Only wrong with the truma part. And if you're a Kohen, it's the exact opposite. A Kohen is allowed to eat truma, but you can't eat truma temeya. Right? So, achal truma, by the way, a Kohen cannot eat truma temeya, but he can eat chulin temeya. If a Kohen's tummy, then he got tummy. Why did he get tummy? Because he went to his father's funeral, which he's allowed to do. It's a nice tummy. Now he can eat chulin temeya. A Kohen's allowed to eat chulin. He's allowed to eat chulin tohara, for sure. He's also allowed to eat chulin. He does not allowed to eat truma temeya. So, truma temeya, you have nothing to do with it. He can't do anything with it. If Truma gets Tameh, he can't do anything with it. So now what happened? Your neighbor, you came over, and you ate B'shogig Achal Truma Tameh. So what do you pay back? Meshalem Chulun Tahorim. You pay back. You don't have to pay back Truma. You don't have Truma. You're not a Kohen. So you pay back Chulun Tahorah. Shileim Chulun Tameyim. What if you paid back Chulun Tameyim by mistake?
Right.
Which a Kohen sometimes can eat. So Sumchas Omer, Mishum Reb Meir, Bishogeg, if you did it by mistake, Tashlum on Tashlum, it's a valid payment. I totally forgot that Chulun was Tamei. That's how Rashi learns. The Shogeg is on the giving it back. I totally forgot that Chulun was Tamei. I totally forgot. But Bemezid ain't Tashlum on Tashlum. If you do it on purpose, you know, okay, it doesn't pay, you still owe the money. Chacham Amrim, no. Echadzeh v'echadzeh Tashlum of Tashlumen. Both, whether it's Peshogu or Bemezid, it's a valid payment. But v'chozer u'mashalim Chulun Tahorin. But you have to give again Chulun Tahorin. Which means it's not a valid payment, right? V'avirim ba, and we asked, Bemezid ain't Tashlum of Tashlumen? Why Bemezid is it not a good payment? Why not? They both hold it's not a good payment. Why not? After all, I ate something he had nothing to do with. He had nothing he could do with it. I ate Truma Tameya, which was going to go into garbage. And I gave him back Chulun Tameya on purpose. But I gave him back Chulun Tameya, which he could eat. So why does it count? Tava Olav Bracha. She gave him a pat on the back. Because I did something that he had nothing to do with it when he was Tamei. A Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma Tameya. He had nothing to do with it. V'kach Mashal Emidi D'chaz Lebe Tumaso. And I gave him back something that he's able to use when he's Tamei. So why on earth do I have to say that it goes to the garbage? Why on earth, why wasn't it a good payment? Why not? V'amar Rava said, V'amar Yulah Kadi, and some said, nobody said it, Chesuri Mechzer V'achi Kitani. No, you're missing words here. The Bryce is missing words. What's the words missing? Achal Truma Tameya. If you ate Truma Tameya, Mashalim Kaldahu. You can pay back whatever you want. Tamei, it makes no difference. Whatever you want. What? Correct. If you happen to have Truma in your possession for some strange reason, you can give that whatever you want.
But you can't use the Truma to pay back.
Okay, so then Kulin. Tamei makes no difference. Achal Truma Tahora. What if you ate Truma Tahora by mistake? You didn't know. Came over to your neighbor. You opened up his cupboard and you started eating without his permission. You didn't realize. You said, Shogeg. Yeah, your neighbor said, go take whatever you want from the fridge. Right? So, Meshalim Chulun Tahorin. You have to pay back Tar. You ate Tar. Shileim Chulun Tameyim. Now the case is like this. Shileim Chulun Tameyim. You ate. You paid back Chulun Tameyim. So, Sumchas Omer Meshur Meir Beshogeg Mish Tashlum Tashlumen. If you did a Beshogeg, it's good. Bemezid ain't Tashlum Tashlumen. If you paid back Bemezid Tameh stuff, it's no good. V'chacham Omerim, Bein Beshogeg, Bein Bemezid, Tashlum of Tashlumen. Right? Whether it's Beshogeg or Bemezid, it's a valid payment. But V'chazu Meshalim Chulun Tahorin. But you have to pay back again. Okay? Which means it's not a valid payment.
Yeah,
now, V'ha Hacha, but over here, Midah Raisa, can you pay back Tameh produce for eating Truma? Of course you can. They're busy, they don't let you. Midah Raisa, what's the difference? Why can't I ate Truma Tameh? I ate Truma Tahorah. Why can't I pay back Chulun Tameh? Why not? It's $10, here's $10. Right? What's the difference? Midah Raisa, there's no problem. Midah Raisa, Tashlume Ma'al Yahaveh. It's a good, I'll tell you why it's a good payment. De'i Mekadesh Bu Kohen Isha Tafsaba Kedushe. Can a Kohen take this money and be Mekadesh a woman with it? Yes. So it's a valid payment. Right? V'amur Rabbanon Ein Tashlumon Tashlumen. And the Rabbanon said it's not a valid payment. V'kasharin on Eish Esish La'alma. Now what happens? I pay back, I ate Shuma Tahora. I pay back B'mezid. Chulun Tameya. I give it to the Kohen. The Kohen then goes ahead and is Mekadesh a woman with that $10. That, on a Daraisa level, she's married. Right. The Rabbanon came along and said she's not married. She can go and marry someone else. We call that a mamzer. Right? We call that Eish Esish. Right? What's going on here? So what do you see? The Chacham have the power to override a Daraisa. You hear this? Says the Gemara, no, you read it wrong. My ain tashlum of tashlumen. What does it mean the payment's not a good payment? What it means is the ka'amar Reb Meir, the boy lemahad tashlumei chulin tahorin. You have to pay it again. That's what it means. Of course, it's a valid payment. We have to pay the payment again. Problem is,
does that mean it's not?
Huh?
Does that mean it's not a valid
payment? No, that's what the Chacham said. That's what the Chacham said. The Chacham said, "Chulin tashlumei tashlumei." They're going to pay it again. There's no argument now.
Yes, what's the difference?
Right? Amar Rav Acha, Bered Rav Ika, Kones, Kansu, Shogig, Atu, Mezid, Ika, Benayu. No, the issue is, are we Kones, Shogig, Atu, Amezid? What does that mean? Says Rashi, Kansu, Shogig, Atu, Mezid, Ika, Lirav Meir, Beshogig, Tashlumen, Tashlumen, Vlobayel, Shlume, Su, Tahorin. According to Rav Meir, what if you paid by mistake? What if you did it by mistake? Do you have to pay it again?
No.
No. Not the Chacham said you do.
Yeah.
That's the difference between that. But Mezid, they don't argue. You're right. Taka, they don't argue. They argue by Shogig. Are we Kones Shogig onto Mezid? In other words, you pay back the Tamei stuff by Shogig. What does Sumcha say? In the name of her mayor? That's okay. That's okay. What does the Chacham say? Tashlumen, Tashlumen, we have to pay again.
Right.
That mayor doesn't hold. But I'm amazed that they both hold the same thing. So what do you see? What you see is like this. It's a valid payment. So we're not uprooting the Torah. The Kohen Gataka take that money and maybe Kaish a woman. You happen to have to give it again. Now, without a ribbon's kasha, that's I don't know. That's what I'm not such a lamb that I don't know.
It's
a knas, exactly. Okay, good. You got all that? Okay. Next, try to show that the Chachamim override the Torah. Where? Tashma. Dam shenitma. If dam became tamei, what kind of dam? Dam in the Beis HaMikdash that you're going to sprinkle. You're about to sprinkle the dam, and all of a sudden some dead body falls out of the sky and falls right out of the dam. So the dam is tamei now. Right? Dam shenitma. Vizarku. You sprinkled it anyway. You didn't know. So bishogeg hortza. If you did it bishogeg, it's okay. Bemezid lo hortza. But if you did it bemezid, it's not okay. Okay? If you knew it was tummy, sprinkled it anyway, it doesn't work. Now, v'ha'acha, but over here, d'mid araisa artu ye marta. Mid araisa, it works no matter what your kavana is. Whether you sprinkle it b'shogig or b'mezid, that it's tummy, it's still going to work. Why? D'tanya, al ma tzitz marata, what does the tzitz save? Al dam v'al basar v'al chelev, shenitma, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid. The tzitz will kasher dam or meat, or we're just talking about dam, whether it happens b'shogeg or b'mezid, b'ones, b'ratzon. What the difference is between that and b'shogeg and mezid, I don't know. B'accident, b'ones, b'ratzon. What's ratzon? I'm not sure what ratzon means. Right? Bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. Doesn't matter if it's a carbon yachid, doesn't matter if it's a carbon tzibur. V'amir rabbanon, lo hortza. V'amir rabbanon, the rabbanon said, lo hortza? If you sprinkle b'mezid, knowing it's tummy, I don't care. I'm not going back for that. I don't care. Lo hortza? What are we going to make you do now? Bring another carbon? What for? Oh, this one got tummy. So what? The tzitz allows it. The tzitz kashers it. So you're making somebody bring another carbon? That's called chulin bazara. You're bringing a carbon for no purpose. I don't want to do that.
How can the tzitz work something amazing?
It just does. It just does.
You violate something deliberately and no problem,
you
got the tits.
Right. I mean, yeah. He might get an Avera. But then the guy has to spend another $500 on another carbon? No. That's all. Right? Right? So we, apparently it looks like, what does it look like here? It looks like the Rabbanan are overriding the Torah. Right? Because the Rabbanan declared the if you did it b'meitz, it's no good. Torah said it is good. So Amar of Yossi Bar Chanina, my lo hortza de ka'amar. Now, what does it mean it doesn't work? What did the Chacham mean when they said lo hortza? It meant, lahater basar ba'achila. They meant you can't eat the meat. That's what the Chacham asserted. They asserted eating the meat. Of course the carbon was good carbon. The guy gets a check, he brought his carbon. I, the Rabbanan said, why does it work? Because it sits in the kasher. I, the guy did it amazing. Doesn't matter. It sits kasher. I, the Chacham said, lo hortza. Yeah, you know what that means, lo hortza? No Kahan can eat the meat. Or if it's a Shlomim, the Baal also can't eat them. Nobody can eat the meat. That's what it means. Why? Lahater basar ba'achila. Avol bailam this kaprubo. The Baal gets his check mark. He gets his kapara. Says to Gemara, one second. So, comes akra achila. comes akra achilas basar. It's an amazing thing how the it's a funny thing in life. Not him. People have cell phone ringtones that don't match their personality. It's an amazing phenomenon. The cell phone ringtones don't. Somebody's on a bus. It's like a 99-year-old lady with some crazy cell phone. So
she probably couldn't say it the way she wanted.
Right. And people, their cell phones don't match the person. It's an interesting thing. So. Anyway, I had to say that.
What would you have to play?
So what?
What would you want to play?
I don't know. That doesn't match his personality. So. At the end of the day.
Question. I don't get it. So if you bring something with tame, no problem, you have to insist. But like a pigle fin, if it's a pigle fin, then the carbon would not be good, I guess, right? I don't know.
You can't ask me questions from left field. So, at the end of the day, comes akra achilas basar. One second. You're still uprooting the achilas basar. No one's eating it. No one's eating it. The ksiv, and it says, v'achlu atem asher kupar bohem, malame chakahanim ochlin ubaila miskaprim. By the kahanim eating the meat, the baal gets it's an aspect of the kapara, and he's not allowing that. So what do you see? The rabbis are overriding the dindar raisa. So the Gemara answers that. This is the answer. Amale shevi al tasa shiny. It's shevi al tasa. We're sitting back and not doing anything. Don't eat the meat. Don't blow the shofar on Shabbos. That's okay. When it's shevi al tasa, you're not doing anything. You're sitting around.
It tells you to do something.
Right.
That's the problem.
What's that? What do you mean?
I was asking the show for afterwards. We have it every time, and every time we give the exact same answer on it, it's a bad answer.
Why?
Because the Torah says, blow the show.
Oh, so let's see Rashi. So Rashi at the bottom of the page. Rashi. Lav akirahi. That's not an akira. That's not an override. Telling you not to do something. Don't eat that meat. That's not an override. Why not? Keep going. Achilas basar asehi. Achilas basar is an asei. V'amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, shevi al tochal. Don't eat it. Lav akira biyadayim hu. That's not an akira biyadayim. It's the second time Rashi said that without explaining why. Not an akira biyadayim. Ela memela hu meikara. By itself it's an uprooting. Memela. Is that a good answer? Aval truma. But the truma de ka'amar lo asav lo klum va uma kefes lachulin akira mamashi. Paying back the thing that's mamash and akira. I'm violating the Torah. Here, I'm not violating the Torah. I'm just not doing an asay. That's totally different. That's totally different.
You think so?
In a way, it is. What? So I have an asay to shake a lulav.
Exactly.
And the rabbanan said, don't shake a lulav. Don't do it. Is that the same thing as eating treif? Not the same thing.
No, what does the Losa say?
Exactly. So all these, that's exactly the answer. So let's keep on reading.
There's another connection here that's part of the kapara.
It's always that way. So shofar's part of the mitzvah. Lulav's part of the mitzvah. So Amale says back, boy la asuvach. I was going to ask you the following question. RL. In RL, it's someone like this. Someone who a ger, now the halacha is like this, a ger gets a bris milah and it becomes Jewish on Erev Pesach. Can it be in Karban Pesach? Yes. Yeah. Yesterday not, today yeah. What about someone who becomes Tamei? Has to wait 7 days. So ger is going to, last year I was a guy on the 13th of Nisan and the 14th of Nisan, I became Jewish, I brought a Karban Pesach. Now to this year, the 13th of Nisan, I became Tamei. So too on the 14th of Nisan, I'm okay. He's not going to realize you have to wait 7 days. So Hill, made a takana. You can't. A ger can't bring a carbon pesach for 7 days. You have to wait 7 days. So this mistake should never happen.
From the bridge.
From the ref. So what are we doing? We'll push it. We're not letting it bring his carbon pesach.
Right.
Or hazah, similar thing. A guy's 7th day is a Shabbos. So we don't allow sprinkling on Shabbos. Why? It's a Durabanan. Why can't you sprinkle? Why can't part of it happen on Shabbos? Durabanan, it can't happen on Shabbos. Again, what's going to happen? The guy can't bring his carbon Pesach because of a Durabanan? Number three, Ishmael. I can't bring a knife to do bris milah and carry it in a Durabanan place. I don't trust Rabban Daraisa. I can't bring it from down the block over here. It's not a Daraisa. Right? It's not a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. So I can't bring the knife and violate a Darabanan in order to do a Daraisa. I was going to ask you all those questions.
How about shofar blowing?
Well, we can answer shofar blowing. Or sadin betzitzis. There's a gzeira that you're not allowed to wear wool and linen together for tzitzis.
Right.
Why not? Because when you go to sleep, there's no chiyuv of tzitzis. And then you're going to be violating Shabbos. So the Chacham made a gzeira that even if you're wearing wool and linen, wool garment, or it's linen garment that has four corners, don't put on tzitzis. It's a linen garment. You hear? What about that one? Or kisvei atzeret,
during the day.
Or kisvei atzeret, or Rashi says he doesn't know what this means. So if Rashi doesn't know what it means, how am I going to know what it means? It's some complicated thing. Rashi says, "Lo kabalti mirabosai." I don't know what it means. We call makom. Here's a whole long Rashi here. It's some very complicated thing on Shavuot it became tamei. If the bread, the shtei lechem goes together with the kisvei atzeret, then it became tamei. Do you still bring the animal? Whole complicated thing. Shofar lulav, which we all know. Shofar lulav. You don't blow shofar. You don't take a lulav. It falls out on Shabbos. I was going to ask you all that. How can the Chacham say all this? How can they tell you not to the Gersh can't bring a carbon pesach, and you can't blow shofar on Shabbos, and you can't wear tzitzis, and you can't wear a linen garment with four corners? You could wear it anyway. How can they tell you all that?
Those are mitzvahs, I say.
Oh, now hashta deshanislan shavi al tase lo miyaker who? Now that you're telling me, don't blow shofar. Just sit back and don't blow shofar. Right now they're telling me all that. Kulu nami shavi al tasininu. It's all shavi al tase. Right? It's all okay. The only problem is wearing a linen garment. It's not shavi al tase. You're wearing the garment. Tosa asked that question. It gives a very difficult answer. What?
It's not shavi al tase. It's wearing shatnas.
No. You're wearing a four-cornered linen garment without tzitzis.
Yeah, that's right.
So how's that shavi al tase? I sit home and I don't shake a little of. Okay, that's shavi al tase. I'm not doing anything. Here, how am I not doing anything but wearing a beged?
You say it should be an akira. Then.
Yeah.
There is a better answer, but nobody ever gives it.
Which is?
Just like we have given our button the power to make regular things on a higher level, so we give them the same power to make the Dereisin levels. It's the same Dereisin to listen to our button.
So the Taz asked your question.
But they don't give it. Nobody ever gives it.
The Taz gives the following answer.
The Taz asked
your question. Taz says like this. The rabbis could never uproot a mitzvah for good. There's a tzad to say you should never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Never, not Rosh Hashanah. Not even if it's not a Shabbos. You shouldn't blow shofar. Why not? Because maybe it's going to break. And you're not allowed to play instruments on Shabbos because maybe you're going to fix it. So then we should never blow shofar on Yom Tov because you're not allowed to fix it if it breaks. Since that's the tzad, then you'll never do the mitzvah. That the rabbanon have no power to do. They have the power to do whatever they want? No, they can't uproot a mitzvah forever. Well, it's Shabbos not to blow. Not to say never to blow.
Right?
Not to say never take a lulav. That they can't do. That's interesting.
But still nobody gives us an answer.
That what?
Yeah.
The rabbanon have the power to do it.
Yes or not, and not a rabbanon say you can't do evil. No.
You're doing chalitza. You're not doing nothing.
Right.
You're doing chalitza.
Right?
Like his answer?
So Tosa's answer is, Tosa gives the answer by tzitzis, he says that it's not actively doing anything until you put on the tzitzis, until you're wearing the tzitzis. It's very tactical, hair splitting.
So what you're saying is you can never be shev al tasa.
Tzitzis is not a shev al tasa. Right. Right. Then Tosa says, if that's the case, then the bracha of was atef by tzitzis doesn't make any sense. Because the mashmash of the bracha is to put them on, not to be wearing it. So he leaves that for Tarachiyah. How could that be then?
But you just don't make a bracha. If you're not wearing it, you don't make a bracha.
No. He says that the bracha, the mitzvah is not to put it on. The mitzvah is to have it on you.
The sati means to put on.
Right, so that's a kasha. That's a kasha.
You can't have it on you if you don't put it on.
What?
You can't have it on you if you don't put it on.
That's a technicality. but that means it's shevi al tasa.
Right.
Right, when I'm walking around, it's shevi al tasa. It's a very difficult answer. Okay, now we're not finished with the story. Tashma, it says like this. Elov tishmaun. It says you should listen. Elov, to this you should listen. Afilu omer lecha avor al achas mikol mitzvah sashev Torah. Even if you're told to violate any mitzvah, keep going. Eliyahu bahar Carmel. Eliyahu is in Har Carmel. Hakol lefi shah. for some emergency, Shemei Alo, you're allowed to listen to him, right? So what do you see? We do our Brut the Torah. Oh, Shiny Hasam, Dixiv, Elef Tishma'un. No, it says over there, Elef Tishma'un. Do you listen? So for Ligmar Minei, so that should be a Raya that anytime I want, I can Brut the Torah, right? The Gemara answers, no, Migdar Milsa Shiny. That has to be a boundary. Just for that one day. Just because of that one Harasha. That's a boundary. Right? So ask Tosas. Oh, no, let's try to finish it off, and if we have time, we'll go back to the Tosas. Tashma, Batlu Mevotol, Divrei Rebbe.
It's kind of at this logical conclusion. That means you can never have a sakana that you're allowed to be over Shabbos because of.
Hmm?
Based on what we're saying here, you're never allowed to be over Shabbos even if it's a sakana.
It's a good question. So then, that's a good question. So then, we did that Gemara study. Why does a sakana override Shabbos?
Right.
It doesn't mean we're being oak in the Torah. It's a good question. So it's not such a hard and fast rule what we're saying here, right? There are times you.
Right.
So this is the next case. Tashma, bat lo mevotol, divrei Rebbe. Let's say I send a shliach to go divorce my wife. I had enough. I said, she has no clue. She has no clue I sent the shliach. Then I'm sitting in my living room and I said, you know what? I'm a vatal that shliach. I don't tell anybody. But I'm a vatal shliach. What's going to happen? The shliach's going to go, give her a get. She's not really divorced. She's not really divorced.
She is.
What?
She's going to think she is.
And she's going to think she is. She's going to get remarried. It's a disaster. So therefore, says the Gemara, batlo mevutal. If you mevatel your shliach, that itself is batal. I'm sorry. Batal mevutal. If you mevatel your shliach, he's batal. Divrei Revi. Rav Shirin ben Gamliel Omer, no, any yachal lo levatlo, v'lo lehosef al tanai. You can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. Why not? Im kein ma koach bezin yafa, because you're making bezin into a joke. Because they made a takana, you can't do that because it leads to disaster. You want to change your mind? You're allowed to change your mind. You have to do it in front of bezin, and bezin will send a shliach to go undo the shliach. But you can't undo it in your living room. No one knows about it. You can't do that. That can lead to disaster. It's a disaster. Right? Vahachana, 1 second. Midaraisa batal get, no? Midaraisa that gets batal.
Right?
There's no din like that. Midaraisa, you can bevatal the get the shliach in your living room. Umishamakoch bezin yafa, and because of this issue, Karma Sharina Aisha Zeshla Alma? Because of this issue, we're going to allow this woman to get remarried? Right? So the Gemara answers, well, I'll tell you the story. When it comes to marriage, you have to rely on the rabbis. They can say whatever they want. Why? Man de kaddish, adaita de rabbana makadesh. Whenever you get married on the authority of the rabbis. Vafku'u rabbana l'kedushin. And the rabbana will uproot the kedushin. So you were never married to begin with. They will uproot the kedushin. You were never married.
To the new husband.
To the first husband. So the marriage to the new husband is good marriage? Because you were never married to the first husband.
Never married, period.
Never married, period.
Yes, a marriage to the second husband wouldn't be either.
What? No, that's okay. That marriage is okay. She thought she was divorced.
Oh, okay.
She thought she was divorced. She didn't do anything wrong. She thought she was divorced. She met a guy. Guy proposed to her. She got married.
Yep.
Turns out, the husband, oh, I was about to get in my living room, and you didn't know, and now you're married to a married, now you're married to two men, which is a bigger vera. I got you. Look at this. Ha, ha, ha. Right? Huh? So they were uproot the marriage of Limafreya. Limafreya. The first marriage is uprooted Limafreya if you violate the rabbi's authority. Abalei Ravina Ravashi, 1 second. Hatina de Kodesh Bekaspa. That only makes sense if you got married with Kesef.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, how you gonna
uproot Kadesh Bia Michael Amar? What if you got married with Bia?
How you gonna uproot that?
What if it's kids? How you uprooting that? Right? So, Shavu Rabbanan Lubi Ilaso Lubi Ilas Nos. The rabbis turned the be'ila you had into znos.
So
they uprooted it. What was that? It was a promiscuous act.
Who's over?
What? I don't know.
What did someone take kedushin for? The man living to for 30 years.
Yes. How else are you gonna save this woman from not being married to two men?
Yeah. Right.
There's no other way to do it.
Right.
She didn't know who he was about to get.
Second kid become out there.
Right, so how are you doing this? The only way to do it is to uproot the first marriage.
The first kid.
What?
The first marriage.
So I don't know what happens to them, I'm saying.
They're just,
whatever. They're born out of wedlock. That's
not a
mamzer.
It's
not a mamzer. If a man meets a 12th grader, meets another 12th grader, yeah, and they have a child together, it's not a mamzer.
He's mevatel in the living room. He's mevatel after 30 years of marriage. So how do they say now?
No, he's mevatel the get.
The get that he, right.
Right, therefore they're still married. And therefore, when she got married to the second man, she's married to two men. It's a big avera.
Right. So they say.
So they say we're going to revival the first marriage from 30 years ago. Right. Now, what gave her a ring?
So
the Rabbanim will say that ring was a gift, says Rashi. All right, what about if they got married with Bia?
Yeah, it's a
don't worry about it. So it was a promiscuous act.
It was a promiscuous act.
Yeah.
It's nus.
Right, it's nus. Right.
And the wife not knowing... She would never get... The women would never get married.
Right.
All the truma she ate...
It's all on Don.
All on him.
That's my question. Is it all on him?
The big controversy with this concept... is this is a way to get every aguna out of being an aguna.
Why can't they just do that?
They don't do it. Bezins don't do it. This is an option, right?
Yeah.
This Gemara appears like four times in Shas. There are four cases where the Gemara will say this. And that's not one of them. Guys are recalcitrant, doesn't want to give a get.
Yeah.
It's not one of them. This is one of them. Right? It puts her in an impossible situation.
You can use that situation.
So there's a lot of ink has been spilled. Ramosha was very against it, which is why no one does it.
But this case is different. This is where he did send the get, and then he was mavatal again. So at least he sent the get. In our case,
yeah, that's all you're doing is ruining. All you're doing is
want to give
no, but all you're doing is ruining her.
Right.
Right. So now she's also ruined. She's stuck. She can't get married. She can't.
One's ruining her what she knows, and one's ruining what she doesn't.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know that there were people in the 1970s. They tried it from people, but it was very disfavored. For various reasons, you can go read articles. You can go Google it. You'll read a lot of articles. It's all based on this concept. The Rabbanon have the right to uproot a marriage, so let them uproot it for anything.
You could use that,
right? Let's get to the two dots.
After that happens, if she gets pregnant, the Mavlada is a mamza.
If what?
Well, after this, if they do it with beer, and then
no, because a single man and a single woman don't produce a mamza.
She got married to a second that's, guy.
Kids in the first marriage. They're not mamzerim.
The question is the second marriage.
Right. No, it's saying if we undo it, so there's kids running around. What do you mean we're undoing the marriage? There's kids running around.
Exactly.
They're not mamzerim.
Except according to Rabbi Akiva.
Except we don't like that.
Right.
So Tashma, Amar Belazer ben Yaakov, Shemantah Shebezin Makin, Va'on Shinjal Omen HaTorah. Bezin can punish and give punishments not from the Torah. Lo lavral divrei Torah, not because you want to violate the Torah, el lazo siyag la Torah. You want to make fences. Maisa, there's a story, but Adamech, one guy, Shachabal Sus b'Shabbos, he was riding a horse on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do, don't think the Rabbanim. They made Yivanim, they threw the Bezin, they brought it to Bezin, visaklu, and they gave him skila. Lo of Nesha, royal lakach, the guy doesn't deserve skila, el of Shahasa tzvicha lakach. The time needed to be very firm like that. Vishuv Maisa, Adamech, she tiach beishto tachas deina. A guy had relations with his wife in public, under a tree, in a public place. They gave him malchus for that. Law of Nesha Royal Lakach. It didn't do anything wrong. It's a priestistic thing to do. It's not a zero. Ella, Shasha, Tzvicha Lakach. Because we don't allow, they wanted to make an example of that, not allow that. So they gave them malchus. So what do you see? You can give whatever punishments you want. You can do whatever you want. You can uproot the Torah. Sigmar answers. No, again, make the milsa shiny. Make the milsa with boundaries, it's permitted. Okay? So we finished that very, very important topic of, and that's how we paskin, right? And Shofar Lulav is the best example of that, right? All right? And Megillah too, but Megillah's the Rabbanan. All right, we'll pick up here tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a very good Shabbos.